This lesson's grammar point is 요니유, which is used for indirect imperatives. It's used when you're indirectly talking about telling or requesting someone to do something. The action that someone is being told or requested to do comes before 요니.
ジェシーさん、英語だと요니っていうのは何なんですかね？
Yoni can mean in such a way, and this yoni is followed by you, which means to say or to tell. We can also use other verbs in place of you, which we'll get to later. Such and such, yoni you, means to tell someone to do such and such. For example,
来るように言う
to tell someone to come.
勉強するように言う
to tell someone to study.
食べるように言う
to tell someone to eat.The someone who is being told to do something is marked by the particle に. Can we hear an example?
私は、ゆういちさんにもっと野菜を食べるように言った。
I told Yuichi to eat more vegetables. So let's break down this sentence.
私は、
I and the topic marker,
ゆういちさん、
ゆういち、
に.
This particle marks the recipient, so ゆういちさんに is to Yuichi.
もっと、
more,
野菜を食べる
to eat vegetables.
ように
in such a way.
言った
told or said. So altogether it means, I told Yuichi to eat more vegetables.
私は Yuichi さんに、ゆいちゃんもっと野菜を食べてと言ったと言っても同じことですね。
じゃあ少し練習してみましょう。このレッスンの文法、ように言うを使って言ってみましょう。
So what would you say in the following situation? Please use the such and such ように言う sentence structure.
先生は生徒にもっと勉強してと言った。
The teacher said to the students, study more.
じゃあ答えお願いします。
The answer please.
先生は生徒にもっと勉強するように言った。
So please notice that the verb that comes before ように is informal. Let's see some more examples, and this time the negative form will appear. So suppose Yuichi was late to the office.
ナオミさん、すみません。寝坊して遅れました。
Naomi, I'm sorry that I'm late. I overslept.
もう、これからは遅刻しないでくださいね。
Please don't be late again. So here, Naomi さんは、ゆういちさんに遅刻しないように言いました。Naomi told Yuichi not to be late again. But the next day...
Naomi さん、ごめんなさい。また遅刻しました。
I'm very sorry I'm late again.
ゆうちゃん、昨日遅刻しないように言いましたよね。社長に言いますよ。
Yuichi, I told you not to be late yesterday. I'm going to tell our boss.
すみません。明日は遅刻しません。だから社長には言わないでください。お願いします。
I'm sorry, I won't do it again. So please don't tell the boss. So Naomi had told Yuichi not to be late, but he did it again, and he asked Naomi not to tell the boss.
Yuichi-san は Naomi さんに社長には言わないように頼みました。
So, as we mentioned before, you can change the verb that comes after ように. What verb is used depends on how the speaker said it. If they requested that someone do something, you can use ように頼む, as we just saw.